President Trump's administration is looking to downsize government, announcing efforts to cut spending, fire career officials, and reassess where it sends federal money. But U.S. laws, as far back as Article 1 of the Constitution, give Congress, not the president, the power to decide where taxpayer money goes. So the Trump administration is reportedly preparing to challenge a 50-year-old law that reinforced Congress's power. Bloomberg reports that its team saw a slide presentation labeled confidential that came from inside the Trump White House and suggests dozens of suggestions for expanding the president's powers, including challenging the Impoundment Control Act of 1974. The law came about at the height of the Watergate scandal, after Congress worried then-President Richard Nixon was blocking spending Congress approved on programs that he personally opposed. President Trump has already tried taking a similar approach, issuing a pause earlier this week on a memo implementing an order freezing spending across government until the agencies can review whether their programs included funding for programs promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The White House has since rescinded the memo. President Trump's nominee to lead the White House Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vought, told senators at his confirmation hearing earlier this month that he believed limits on the president's ability to decide where to spend money are unconstitutional. Some of President Trump's early actions could open the door to a court challenge to the Impoundment Control Act if the White House chooses to do so. While Democrats in Congress have called Trump's actions unlawful impoundment, the White House says the spending holdups do not qualify as impoundment because the freezes are temporary pauses.